Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings, greetings and blessings, greetings and more blessings. Coming to you live here from the Sankofa Divinity Hall Room. It'll probably be something different next time I talk. Nevertheless, so we're going to move on here. It's been a long time since I've been back on the show. You know, life has a way of tossing you to and fro, and sometimes you just have to go with the flow of it, the ebb and the flow of it. Let me correct that. The ebb and the flow of it. And within the ebb and the flow of it, or going with the ebb and the flow, you pick up, you learn things. You know, you learn things. One thing I know for sure is that as a divine being having this human experience, the human experiences allow us to cultivate or provide us with an opportunity to cultivate our spirituality so that we can expand and elevate our consciousness as a divine being. It's almost like calling heaven down to earth, you know. Nevertheless, and I say that word a lot, nevertheless. I don't know why. I think I like the way it sounds, rolling off my tongue. I was getting ready to say it again. But anyway, I am excited to, again, be on the show. I'm excited about the the title of the show, which is The Straws That Break the Camel's Back. So how did I come about that? And why do I think it's something that I need to talk about? Well, I always think that I always have something to say. And in thinking that I have something to say, I know people would want to listen. And in listening, they have the opportunity to change their minds about certain things, be it person, place, or thing. I believe that. So I'm just a messenger, and I just try to go with the flow. But nevertheless, the reason why I picked this title is simply because I recognize that, you know, it's not just one straw that breaks the camel's back. It's many straws leading up to that one particular straw. And when I say breaks the camel's back, I'm relating it to who we are as human, as we have this human experience, and how we go through things and how they bring us to a place of demise, and how they upset us and disappoint us and bring us to a place of a desolate place where actually nothing grows but anger and bitterness, you know? I forgot my thought, but these are the straws, you know, these are the straws. And sometimes, most times it comes, a person can come into your life, or you can be in a place. It can be an idea. It can be any noun. It can be any noun that would cause literally the breakdown of all the other straws. And I like the idea that I can't give one straw credit for bringing me to my demise. I was leading up to something. So there are many straws, there are many experiences leading up to that one particular straw that really, really takes you out. This is my thing. When you experience a breaking and you get to the point where you're like, that is the straw that break. That is the one straw that breaks the camel's back. That is the one straw. When you get to that point, you have to allow yourself to break. And sometimes I happen to believe that when you allow yourself to break, you're not going to just break in one place. You're going to break in several places, because that one particular experience, that one particular straw, touches all the other straws or all the other experiences that lead up to that one moment of demise, of a great demise. I turn it within you can say the darkest night of the soul. You know, it all works together. When you find yourself in that breaking, you have to allow yourself to break. And you're going to break in many, many pieces, many pieces. Eventually you'll bring yourself back together again. But the breaking down is allowed simply because a new thing needs to be birthed. A new thing needs to be birthed. I remember when I entered into the Marine Corps, and man, I tell you, I've been out of the Marine Corps for quite some time, and I must say, I went into the Marine Corps because I knew that the Marine Corps training in that boot camp was going to break me down like an M2, M16, I can't even say the weapon now, M16 A2 service rifle. It is going to break me down. Why is it important that we need to be broken down? Just like I mentioned earlier, there needs to be a new thing birthed in you. There needs to be a newness that comes about when it comes to your growth. And the newness is so new that you don't even look the same anymore. You don't act the same. You don't talk the same way. You don't dress the same. And the things that you used to get involved with, and the people that you used to talk to, the places you used to go, they become absolutely repulsive to you. You don't want to have anything to do with it. You know why? Because the frequency has come upon you in this breaking. The frequency itself has to maintain its integrity. So it's not going to move. It's not going to move to a lower frequency or lower vibration. It's not going to do that to accommodate the lower vibrations. It's not going to do that. It is not going to do that. So when you have to understand, breaking and the straws that come to break that camel's back, or the experiences that come to break you, comes to help you, assist you in becoming a bigger and better person, not only for yourself, but for humanity and mankind itself. I was saying yesterday when I was speaking to some other women, is that nothing happens to me. It happens for me. I had to get to that point. When I got to nothing happens to me, but it happens for me, I immediately had compassion for whatever took place in the past, immediately had compassion. Not only that, I no longer saw it as a curse. I saw it as a blessing, right? You cannot go through this life cursing the things that are really coming to you or happening for you to bless you in such a way that it aids you in the cultivation of your spirituality as a divine being. So even when you take on, I am going to talk about things that are spiritual. I'm going to talk about divinity and things of that nature, because for me and my house, I am a spiritual being having a human, having this human experience, having this fleshly experience, having this physical experience. And not only that, as a divine being that lives in this world but not of this world, I have to participate in human things, because the human things, to me, the human things are nothing more than the adversary. The adversary or adversary comes to assist you in the expansion and the elevation of your consciousness so that you can see yourself, feel yourself, know yourself, and serve as a divine being. Serve this world as a divine being. Not only that, in serving this world as a divine being, you begin to recognize that the world is not against you. The world is your friend, because the world is happening for you. It is happening for you. And that is just, to me, it's just it's a beautiful thing. It is absolutely a beautiful thing. And not only that, it's very liberating. It's liberating and emancipating. And, I mean, it provides you with a freedom no one can give you or no one can take away. And I'm going to tell you why. Because you are free, not from people, places, and things, but you're free from the negative and the positive charges of these things. You live your life in a space of gratitude, and you remain neutral. You remain neutral in most cases. Now, I'm not saying you're not going to have knee-jerking experiences, because Lord knows I have knee-jerking experiences, but they don't last very long. That is the beauty of it, and that's how you can measure your growth. Something happened to you, measure how long you're going to stew in that energy. Measure how long you're going to stew, and monitor the releasing of it. Monitor how you feel when you can actually feel yourself releasing it and letting it go, because it no longer serves you, it no longer has a purpose in your life. No longer. So you let it go. Why do you let things go? Why is it important to let things go? Because usually when you have to let go of something and you're having a problem with letting it go, you're living in the past. And as you live in the past, how can you look to the future? How can you even sustain and maintain yourself in the present if you're always looking in the past? The past, looking in the past and holding on to things that no longer serve you as a divine being brings nothing but misery. And over again, you will continuously, persistently have a dark night of the soul, because you have not and you will not allow yourself to let things go. Why you don't let things go? Because you are prideful. Pride keeps one in the grips of emotions and past things that don't serve. It's you know what? It's sour milk. It's sour milk. It's got mildew on it. Probably got bacteria all around it. It's infested with germs and bacteria. And you choose not to let it go. And not only that, in choosing not to let it go and hanging on to it for prolonged periods of time, guess what? It's going to set that energy itself, is going to set itself up in your body and cause you to be sick. cause a breakdown in your system, cause a breakdown in your digestive system, cause a breakdown in your respiratory system, cause a breakdown in your cardio, okay? Cause a reproductive system. I mean, it will, your skeletal system, skin problems, and what have you. And not only that, you will have a mental breakdown. You will have a mental breakdown because you did not let go of that first straw. See, it's not the last straw that breaks the camel's back. It's the first straw. It's that first experience that you just did not let go. And because you didn't let it go, you began to attract into your life those same experiences, different faces, different places, but the same experience. You attracted that into your life, and things broke down. You had a demise here, you had a demise there, you had a demise, and all of it is there. It's happening simply to let you know. It's reinforcing something that you need to pay attention to, which is that first experience. It's that first experience. You know, I think, you know, my mother made her transition 6 years ago. And I truly, truly believe that because things didn't work out between her and my father, there was a heartbreak there that never recovered. And not only that, it never recovered, but my mother made the transition on my father's birthday. That's how I know. So it was, and it wasn't after that. It wasn't all the other straws. It wasn't all of the other experiences that stressed her out, that caused her disappointment and frustration and anger in a lot of ways and hurt, despair. It wasn't that last straw. It was that first straw. It was that first experience that never was mended. And for her to make her transition on my father's birthday was like lightning striking me. It was lightning striking me and waking me up to, you know, things in life, experiences, and not only that, her life, how she dealt with things and why she was dealing with things and why things were going the way that they were in her life, you know. And I just, you know, I love my mother because, again, her transition did not happen to me. It happened for me. Otherwise, I would not be here and I would not be able to sit and talk about the straws that break the camel's back. So you see, it's not just that last straw. It's the first straw. And then after that, it is accumulations of straws or experiences that reinforce the damage of the first experience that was caused. It's called the law of attraction. It's called the law of correspondence. That's what it's called. You know, I truly, I live by the principles of this universe. I live by the principles of the universe, the Hermetic philosophy. I live the three initiates. If anybody know anything about the readings, you know what I'm talking about. Those are the things that I live by, because I can just, how else, I don't think I would be able to navigate through this world successfully if I did not live by universal laws. It's not man-made laws. It's the universal laws that are in place, that are in place, and will not bend, will not bend at all, because those universal laws have to maintain their integrity. It's really an imperative and important thing, you know, when you decide or you answer the call to get on the path to cultivate yourself in such a way that you are proclaiming, decreeing and declaring your sovereignty as a divine being. It is important to know that integrity is necessary. It is necessary. And you cannot be on the path of divinity unless you're ready to be integral, integrated, more integrated, and have integrity about yourself as a divine man. So that is my, you know, I wanted to come on and give that spiel, if you will. I'm so grateful for my ancestors. I'm grateful for the ascended masters and my spiritual guides and guides, archangels and angels, the as well as the Orishas. Okay. I am grateful for their assistance. Anunnaki. I am grateful for the assistance of Anunnakis and, you know, and the faculties within the Tree of Life, because at the end of the day, for me, I am always in the company of God. I am always in the company of gods and goddesses. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and leave this space in place and look forward to another day of doing this thing as my thing. This is Dr. Yahshua Elohim coming to you live once again from the Sankofa Divinity Call Room. Be blessed.